We are Piccola Radio, that is small radio in Italian. And we are small in every sense. And we started 1 year ago and we are still learning. And we wanted to make interviews because we recently made a training about interviews. We are doing a training about interviews. And it's something we want. It's something that you need to train very practically. So we every time we look for a chance to make interviews with people, they teach us to be very friendly, to create a very friendly environment for having a good interview. So this is a friendly environment. So our radio is made by Italians and immigrants. Usually when we introduce ourselves in Italian, we say that we make small and simple questions and we want small and simple answers. Simple in the meaning that we want a simple Italian. So here today we are speaking in English, so it doesn't matter, but it makes to make you understand that we want simple Italian because we want to be listened by Italians and migrants. First question, obviously, is if you want to introduce yourselves.
Yes, of course. My name is Sofia. I come from Sweden, southern parts of Sweden, and I'm 29 years old. I've never volunteered before. I haven't traveled so much either, so it's many first times here at Chita, and yeah, I am studying permaculture, agroforestry, food forests. There's three different kinds of systems, and about to study sociocracy.
Where are you studying this?
I'm studying in Sweden, in the district Skåne. It's in the middle part of the southern Sweden, on the countryside. We have a place there called Holma. It's a school. Yeah, it's like a little utopic part of in the middle of Sweden.
Utopic because now you are in Città dell'Utopia and now you use this this word, or did you define it utopic before being in Città dell'Utopia?
Yeah, I did, because I live in the city, and especially in Malmö, the city I'm from, we have it's quite a long way to the forest and other green areas. They say Malmö is the city of parks, but parks isn't so wild. So and we created a utopic vibe, and with self-sufficiency, and the group of people coming there is also very special in some ways, different ways, and it really is utopic. And I can feel now also, if I compare it at with La Chita, it's almost the same vibe, and we study permaculture, and another system in permaculture is making food forestry.
I have a question.
Hmm?
I want to know, you choose what you want, what you study, what you studied before, or this is your choice?
Of the course I chose?
Yes.
Yes, I've before that I've studying some agriculture, like gardening on a bigger level, and in greenhouses. And I don't really like the big part of gardening and the big producing, and it's not. It's not for a long term. It's just for, you make for the money.
Mm-hmm.
What we're making at our school, it's not for the money. It's for self-sufficiency and long-term systems.
And why you choose this specialty?
Yeah, why? 'Cause I don't like money. maybe the main reason. I don't think it's sufficient at all. I don't like that kind of system. It's a lot of lobbyism.
I say that it's a friendly environment, but I have to make you an exam question. Like, if you can give a definition of agroforestry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did they teach you what it is?
Agroforestry is systems where you use trees, and especially in the food forest, we're mimicking the forest, how it grows in the forest with different layers. You have layers on the ground growing special plants. You have other plants growing up the trees, and you have trees that usually not trees. And it's it's a long-term system.
How many years did you study it?
I've started my course in August last year. So we are studying for 11th month.
11 okay. Month. Because this is a school. It's not a university.
No.
It's a school.
I don't know the name in either in English or in Italian, but I don't have so good grades when I was finishing school, so I couldn't go to university, and I still can't. So I'm about to study up my grades more.
Because in Sweden you had to have a minimum of grades to access the university.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and if you don't have them, you can change them in the future.
Yeah, you can study the parts you missed when you were younger and went to school. We can also do that at our school. I'm sorry for not knowing the name in English.
Yeah, I guess because it's quite particular, because I never heard of this kind of system. Did you apply what you study during this voluntary camp here in Città dell'Utopia?
Yes, I would say I did. Definitely. You have a lot of trees here also. Of course, we're working on the vegetable garden, but the most thing I like in the garden here at Città is the trees and the perennial plants and the weeds.
It's funny because we met you before cutting trees.
Yeah, exactly. That's I really love digging in the soil, digging in the ground, cutting trees, working with the big things. Yeah.
A person studying agroforestry is not expected to cut trees, but sometimes you have.
Yeah, you have to. And the deadwood is also really good for use to recycle. Yeah, and we were also visiting Gianfranco in.
Right.
I forgot the city's name.
Mancina.
Yeah, somewhere. And he also
outside Rome.
Yeah, outside Rome. And he also had a lot of plantings with hazelnut trees. So you can call that also an agroforestry system that he's doing. So.
Because it's using trees.
Yeah, exactly.
So tree is the main protagonist, the main character of agroforestry.
Exactly.
So can you give examples of how to use trees, like ways where they are not used usually that could be very interesting, useful in normal cultivations? Do you have something in mind?
The first thing I'm thinking of is art. You can make it's for the human's well-being, for getting warmth, to burn, to warm up your house.
Okay.
You can cut pieces to make art. Can use them to build the garden with and make all different kinds of things, and use it as insect habitats. If you're using deadwood, it's really good for our biodiversity of for insects to live in. And if you have more insects, you have pollinators that pollinates your plants. And yeah, I don't know if I can come up with something really special you're doing with trees, but everything you need them for.
And I am, for example, passionate about coffee, and it's a thing recently talking about shade-grown coffee. So it's like coffee growing in forests, and because apparently growing under shade made by trees, it's better for coffee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's always better for every kind of plant, or if you study like the fact that the trees produce shade and you use it for a better cultivation. Is it something do you study?
Yeah, we are using that kind of systems also, where you have plantings of trees in long roads, and then you can plant vegetables under for the shading. So they'll manage from the hot sun. So yeah, that's also a system in agroforestry.
So shade is an ally for the cultivation, for the agriculture.
Shade
is an ally. It's like...
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't prevent the sun to arrive and the light to arrive to the plant, but it helps it grow better.
Yeah, it helps to make not too much sun, especially for vegetables, plants. They don't thrive in such much sun. So, yeah, it gives kind of the perfect amount of shade.
Yeah, I've never seen the garden here so beautiful because... Mm. Yes, it was. It has been quite abandoned during COVID, like everything that was outside the houses. But even before, was not so. There were not people taking so much care about it, and all seeing everything done with all this care, I guess, give us more will to preserve it. I guess, because one thing is like, yeah, everything is abandoned, so I don't have will to change it. Now that everything is very well made and reestablished, you feel, if you stay here more time, you feel some kind of responsibility to take care of this, of all this.
Yeah, we actually talked about that today, that our group leader said, yeah, as you said before, there hasn't been taken care of so much the garden before. But I said, but now I think the people who watch what we're working with will be motivated also. So yeah, I really believe in that, as you're saying.
The problem of having places organized in this way, where everything is very decided in common, in society, is that then it's not easy to plan, because there are no managers and coordinators that are able to plan, especially something technical like this. So maybe we can start to talk, because your school, you say to me, it has a peculiar way of organization that you call sociocracy, that you are studying too, you said before.
Mm.
So, can what can you tell us about sociocracy? Because no one of us ever heard of this word.
No, I don't know so much about the term.
This is another exam question.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't know so much about the term sociocracy, because I'm about to study in it, but. My school, they're managing their school by sociocracy. It means I can say what I know right now. I'm gonna know more by Christmas this year. I will know everything, but it means you have the same salary. Everybody who's working, you don't have these levels. You don't have a boss. Everybody is everybody is worth the same, and it's a way of manage things and decide. It's a kind of decision system where everyone needs to be heard, and if someone doesn't think the same, or no, not the same, it's not everybody should think the same, but it can be just like one person doesn't agree, you have to manage that and discuss it again so everybody agrees.
Exactly. So you look for a complete, total agreement.
Yeah, exactly.
Come si dice in italiano? Unanimità.
Yeah, exactly. And they say the problem with the sociocracy is that it takes time. Depending on the group, also how many people is in the group, how many people who don't agree, but I would say we've had some meetings with our teachers when they have their meetings. We all have our meetings together. And it doesn't take such long time because we are divided in smaller group and then we meet in the bigger group. It's like an agreement, a cooperative agreement.
This kind of looking for the total complete agreement of everyone, it was the same method we use in Italy to write the articles of our constitution.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1945, what, 46? 45? 46. Fantasy.
Wow.
So back in 1946. I didn't know that we use this kind of.
No, but it's a natural way of having an agreement. I think everybody yeah. should be heard. So.
Maybe the most natural. Maybe voting is some kind of unnatural actually, because it's more like bureaucratic
yeah.
in some way. So if you wouldn't have studied agroforestry, or before deciding to study agroforestry, what would have you done? Or what would have you studied?
Yeah, okay. I have a lot of interests. If I wouldn't choose something about nature, I think I would have chosen something about activism. Yes.
Activism. Political activism. So one thing when I moved to Rome, because I'm not from Rome, one thing that really surprised me is the amount of places like this, like Città d'Utopia, but also places like Acrobax that you visited recently that are occupied political places that are very political identified. Is there something like this in Malmo? So places that shouldn't exist by law, because they are occupied, but they exist and they somehow do so many things that they gain their existence.
I know here in Italy you have a lot of squatted places. Because of rules, we have a hard time squatting places in Sweden. But we have a lot of organizations we're renting studios and cafes. But I wouldn't say we have a place like a home like La Città.
But if you in your school, you actually do what you did here, so practical, very practical work, planting plants or building things.
Yes, we are very practical, like hard work. Today, the things we've done today, we haven't planted the plants that they bought for the vegetable gardens, but we've built much, cut some trees. So usually that's what we're doing. Growing mushrooms. In my school, we also have, a course of, carpentry. So building, it's not the course I'm going to, but, so we have a lot of projects going on in our school. We are working in the garden. The others are working in carpentry and,
Then you join your efforts, I guess, for like people working in the garden, they build something for the garden, and the people in carpentry, they build something useful for the garden too.
Yeah, we usually call the carpentry for if we want to build something big in the forest, forest garden. So,
Salah really liked the fact that you join efforts between different courses and groups to make things. And I was wondering if you do very important big works like and using like heavy machinery, or is something more like smaller without heavy duties.
Yes, sometimes we work heavy machinery. We usually don't like to take in like tractors and bigger machines. We say we are the machines, but sometimes we have to do that for moving rocks, maybe big rocks. We can't build, we can't take them ourselves. I think the simple answer to that question is that we're making what we're in need of. If we need a new table, we're going to make it. But we're also looking at the place and see, okay, what can we do here in a sufficient way? What can we make a system that's good for the plantings? And then we make we've recently made what is it called?
First material, like.
Mm-hmm.
You mean.
First we make the materials and then we use it. Yeah, we don't, we buy a lot of things to build with. So the things we are, if you think about the trees we're cutting, we're using them mostly for art and burning. We make biochar, a lot of biochar. A lot of different things we buy to make bigger projects. We're making a dome near the garden. I'm not sure what a dome. It's like a. You can think of it like a greenhouse.
What's the life you would like to have?
The life I would like to have.
It's like a research on happiness. Yeah. Some way.
Mm, okay. I haven't really found that yet. I haven't come up with what I want. I think my visiting here at Chita has put me some way in the right direction. But I would like to live a free life. A free life, not with any boundaries.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I know that this last question is the most difficult. It's a very trivial question, but actually, if you ask it to many people, it comes as a total variety of things, also interpretations, because some people interpret it.